Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream. Reedy's Mail.
I mean, you don't really. You deliver every week, so there's not a lot of pressure on you.
We should start with the Knights and, you know, that game on Sunday. It was quite symbolic because, obviously, Knights, Tigers, and I reckon those two clubs are probably going to be involved in the biggest off-season decision in rugby league, which is Luke Brooks, which is what we're going to focus on for weeks and weeks to come to see what happens with Luke Brooks.
Can I just do it straight away so we don't have to do stories on it for 3 weeks?
Well, it's interesting because there's been a bit of mail that there were some clubs sniffing around Tyson Frizzell. And we were talking off air, weren't we, that maybe if the Knights thing is to happen with Brooks to go to the Knights and the Tigers need an edge back rower, it makes a little bit of sense that maybe those two guys potentially. Sure. I'm not saying this is being talked about. I'm saying it's something we talked about. Yep. as a swap that would make a little bit of sense.
And Benji was at the game yesterday in the tunnel, having a little chat to Frizz.
They're close friends from the Dragons days as well.
Really?
Benji and Frizzy, I know that.
Okay. Well, there you go. Well, that would make a little bit of sense because I know the Tigers are desperate for an edge back role because they're losing, they're bringing Papali, but they're losing
Kelma Tuolungi. And obviously Luch is gone.
Garner's going. So that's an area that
they do need back role, yeah.
Yeah, and they probably need a bit of experience. So.
With money-wise, obviously Brooks' price tag would be a fair bit. Does that mean they just do a straight swap, no money, or would that have to compensate a bit?
No, I think that's going to be one of the issues if Brooks eventually does push it and want to go.
Yep.
How much the Tigers have got to put in, because I think he's on 1.1 next year, Luke Brooks.
Oh, no idea.
So
good on him, Bart.
Newcastle, yeah. He's going well.
We'd all take that if you got it.
Newcastle aren't going to pay all that. So it's going to be a situation with the Tigers.
But Frizzy's on a fair
he's on 670, 700. Oh, okay. So there's still a bit of a gap. There's still a bit of a difference there. But the Tigers, if they're going to let him go, if they decide they'll let him go, they will have to put some money in because the Knights won't foot that entire bill. So that's, again, all part of this this situation I reckon we're going to see develop over the next 2 or 3 weeks with Luke Brooks.
All right. What else you got?
Look, Cronulla, we were talking about Ronaldo Militalo before. I reckon Cronulla got a huge sort of few weeks coming up as well, huge month or so. I was looking at the, I was talking to him this morning about Sifa Talakai because they've been trying to re-sign Sifa Talakai. He's at one of the November 1 guys. So November 1 ends his last year, his deal. From that day, he can sign with another club for 2024. And the Sharks have been talking to him for ages about trying to get a new deal done with Sifa Talakai. They put it off during Origin. Which,
yeah, right. Did you have a fit? Yeah, you okay, mate? Yeah.
You can't speak your words out.
Stroke.
Anyway, they put the talks off while he was in State of Origin.
I hope you're not doing the talks for him.
No. But they're... But they've ramped them up again. But what makes this really interesting, if you look at the Cronulla back line.
Unbelievable.
Will Kennedy, Ronaldo Militalo.
Katoa.
Jesse Ramien. Sifa Talakai. Jesse Ramien are all off contract can all sign with another club from November 1.
Oh, wow.
So in the next.
What about Sione Katoa? Is he?
Katoa as well. Did I say him?
No, you said Jesse Ramien twice.
Oh, did I? Sorry. Yeah, right. Sorry.
That's right.
Jesse's a good player. He's not that good.
Basically,
their entire back line, the club's got about 2 months, 3 months to get.
Do you reckon they're kicking themselves that they didn't try to keep Talakai at the start of the year before he got the Origin?
Oh, no doubt they would have.
How much has that bumped his price?
Well, I would have thought his price had just gone gangbusters.
But you're saying,
gangbusters.
And look at Ronaldo. He's played for New Zealand now. He was in the Queensland squad, would have played for Queensland last year, but didn't. Obviously, get the opportunity.
Well, Will Kennedy,
he's just going leaps and bounds. He was a player of the year there last year.
Yeah. So they've got a challenge in front of them.
And Jesse Ramien, it's without a doubt his best season so far.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah, they're gonna.
But then the other one is Wade Graham's off as well.
Yeah, and Andrew Fifita.
A big fifth, he's off as well. Yeah. So
they've got some challenges in front of them, the Sharks, in terms of keeping that squad together. And you've got to hope that. It doesn't become a bit of a distraction during finals time because
but they're all,
you know what the media are like. We'll start writing stories about it. But, we did it last year with Parramatta.
They're all contract for next year, but right ready.
At the end of next year, yeah.
Yeah,
but
so
they can sign with another club from November 1.
Oh, that's not too. I reckon it'll be more than next year that'll be hard.
Well, if they can't get the deal
done. That's it, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to cost them a lot of money to keep all those guys.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Especially if they do, imagine they win a comp. Their premiership players, it'd be hard to keep all of them.
The price goes through the roof.
That's it, exactly.
Braden Trindle's off one of those guys
as well. Trindle,
so.
Do you think he, given Moylan's just re-signed, you've got Nico and Moylan, do you reckon someone like Trindle would look elsewhere because he'd want to be starting in the halves, obviously.
It's also already happened with Luke Metcalf. He's gone to the Warriors.
He's gone to the Warriors, yeah.
So, without a doubt, he'd probably be in something in the back of his mind. Mm. My other one, when's Blake Brayley off contract?
No, he did a new deal earlier this year, long-term deal, four-year deal, I think.
I think he's
Be a that's
superstar.
A long one.
Yeah.
Because that means that, I remember at the time, it meant that his little brother, who's also a, he's also a hooker, that means that Taj is going to have to find another club too.
Somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, he's been outstanding, mate. He's a freak.
Final note, Ali Katoa, the Warriors back rower. I think I spoke about him on this show a little while ago. He's been given permission by the Warriors to leave, and it looks like he'll be going to Melbourne. The Dolphins are in for him. Canberra are in for him. Canberra have pulled out, and the Dolphins are basically resigned to Ali Katoa going to Melbourne.
That'd be a really good pickup. I reckon he's good because he can play back row and middle. Yeah. And in a really good Storm system, real strict, and you know, you see what they do with players that have got decent amount of talent. And I remember a couple of years ago when he came on the scene, he was a really good damaging back rower, and obviously had a couple of quiet years, but I think going down to Melbourne would be the best thing for him.
And they've lost both their edge back rowers, Felice and Kenny Bromwich, both going to the Dolphins at the end of the year, so he's going to be a good signing for them.
Tarek as well.
Oh, Tarek, of course. Tarek's going there. He could play a bit of middle as well, can't he?
Yeah, Tarek can play middle as well. Yeah. Well, he was on the edge on the weekend.
When he's on the field.
Yeah, he'll be all right. He'll be good. He'll be a really good pickup for Melbourne, Tarek.
No, he will be. He's an absolute
professional.
Right?
He's a professional, mate. He's one of the best I've seen. He's up there with Emma's brother, Chris.
Chris
is by far the best I've seen.
Really?
A lot of people say that he's the most professional, and even with
the
1%.
He crosses the T's and dots the I's.
Can he teach you a bit of professionalism, please?
Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
The great Peter Musa. The best physio on the game always says Chris is the consummate professional and says you will never get to the level.
We used to always say to Chris, you need to go home, get a 6-pack of beer and get some Maccas and just sit on the couch and relax.
Did he ever do that?
No,
he still wouldn't.
No, this sums Chris up. He's on the flight back from making his debut
I love this
in Queensland at Suncorp Stadium. He's got trial HSC exams the next day.
Is he 18 or 17?
He's 17 at this stage. Yeah. He gets out his books and starts studying on the plane.
Oh.
And Chris Hyington says to him, mate,
what are you doing?
Just made your first grade debut. Put your books away.
Mate, maybe Chris should have read a few more books.
he's a good man. He's one of the greats.
I'm kidding, buddy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.